This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.theparish.org. The following sermon was preached on Friday, June 12, 2015, The Solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, by Father William Doc Holliday.
With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
This is one of those days in which you need to pay attention to the liturgy. And by that I mean the prayers that are being said, and by the, particularly the bidding prayers today. Generally we have the common bidding prayers, but today we'll give an act of reparation to the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to that act of reparation. It is somewhat lengthy. It's lengthy, but it is indeed profound. It is an old prayer. It is not the one that you commonly hear now. We use that act of reparation, and then there's a prayer of consecration to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary on your bulletin that we'll say immediately after that. Listen to the words. Listen to what you are saying before the altar of our Lord Jesus Christ. When you say, Amen, I believe, make that heartfelt. Because these words from the psalm today, with joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. What's that got to do with the Sacred Heart of Jesus? It has an immense amount to do with the Sacred Heart of Jesus, particularly in the context of our approach to that Sacred Heart. If you are thirsty, very thirsty, and either there's water in a well, what good does it do you if you just know that there's water in the well? Nothing, right? You can know it in your head. You can know it all day long. You can talk about it. You can tell others. It does nothing for you. What do you have to do to quench your thirst? You have to dip into the well. If it's one that's right there, maybe you can use your arm or your hand. Maybe you have to make a real effort for it. Maybe it's really deep. Maybe you need to let a bucket down and let it fill up and draw it back up. Water's heavy. Bottom line, you have to put forth effort. You must put forth effort to avail yourselves of the water that's in the well. The same exact thing applies to the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ. How many of your friends who are outside the Catholic Church like to come up to you? Well, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Do you know Him? Well, yes, absolutely I do. I do know Him. But just the way that knowing that water is in the bottom of a well does not quench your thirst, knowing that Jesus Christ is your Savior in your head does nothing for you. You can know it all day long. You can talk about it. You can answer facts and questions about it. But it's more than that. You have to delve into our Lord Jesus Christ. Just having pictures of Him or crucifixes around your home, wearing them around your neck, keeping them in your pocket, it's not enough. You have to delve into our Lord Jesus Christ. You have to, with joy, draw the love from His Sacred Heart. You have to put forth effort. It's very, very intriguing if you think about it in that way. We have pictures of Jesus everywhere. We have sanitized crucifixes around here. You know, works of art, the stained glass and everything. Jesus was real. I said in the rosary before that we always have to take it deep within ourselves that our Lord Jesus Christ was not a picture, He was not a story in the Bible, He was the God-man. He had a physical body just like yours. It got tired just like yours. It had a heart beating in it just like yours. And it still does, as He makes intercession for us in heaven. That we have to avail ourselves of that still beating heart, that heart that makes intercession. You have to delve into it. You have to draw from His Sacred Heart. It is our effort. And that's what we are supposed to do. when we think about, you can even take it to the, even the next level. Okay, I just don't have pictures of them. I study the Bible. I study the catechism. I go to a mass a couple times during the week. That is excellent. That's how it starts. I contemplate his wounds. That's great. You are doing exactly what I'm saying. You are with joy drawing from our Lord. Go deeper. Go deeper. Just don't know in your head about him. Just don't be attentive to his wounds as we should. Take it even farther. Go inside those wounds. In a lot of older prayers, you read that. In our day and age, oh, that sounds gross. Guess what? It is your salvation to hide yourselves in the wounds of our Lord Jesus Christ. Once you get into his wounds, you will go even deeper. Now, we read the story today in the Gospel of how a soldier pierced his side. Yes, it did. It didn't stop at his side. That lance pierced his heart also. Go deeper into that wound in his side. Just not the wound, but deep into where it finally penetrated his heart. That heart out of which gushed the blood that was sacrificed for you, and also the water that mingles with the waters of baptism that we now use to engage in a spiritual way with Christ. But again, make it a reality for yourself. I'm not going to belabor this today, as I will be somewhat lengthy on Sundays, okay? And even sometimes during the week. I don't have to be lengthy today if you pay attention to the liturgy. If you pay attention to the words of these acts of reparation and these acts of consecration, and then to the prayers, particularly the prayers of the canon, be attentive to them. Delve into them. With joy draw from the wellspring of the love that our Lord Jesus Christ has for each and every one of us. But make it real for yourselves. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.